You will now hear a podcast on hobbies and interests. You will hear it twice. After the second listening, answer the questions based on what you heard.
Though we all may have similar appearances outwardly, our mind is a bundle of complex interests and imagination, not possible for all to understand. Hobbies and interests vary from person to person, and they distinguish one personality from another. A hobby is a way to escape from doing what is expected from us, to doing what we like to do. Maybe I will never be able to understand why a grown man likes playing with Barbie dolls, but perhaps you will. A hobby might also bring different people together and take their minds off the monotony that sometimes sets in with our daily routines. The best thing that can happen to you is to be able to live your hobby every day, making a living out of doing what gives you a sense of pleasure and satisfaction. Many of us let go of our interests and hobbies to meet the daily demands of life. It would be such a pity to do that. Instead, try to find time for your passions in life. Life is about being happy, about being able to enjoy what you do, and trust me, there are many things that people enjoy, some more bizarre than others. The lists that follow include hobbies based on different categories. Most people today are tech savvy and use technology-based applications for doing half of the routine work. They send and receive emails, educate themselves on various topics through search engines, or socialize online. Some of the most popular hobbies are those associated with the virtual world. The following are some examples: computer games, video gaming, social networking, keeping virtual pets, creating software, internet browsing, blogging, and building computers and robots. Mark Zuckerberg, one of the co-founders of Facebook, started writing software as a hobby. In his sophomore year at Harvard College, he created a notorious application known as FaceMash, which was banned within days. Later, he launched Facebook from his dormitory room. The application spread slowly to other campuses, but in the end, it made Zuckerberg a billionaire when he was just 23 years old. While doing sports is the ultimate interest for most people, for some people, the best way to refresh their minds and relax is not by doing something out in the open, but something within the coziness of the indoors. Like I said, not all of us are the same. Here are some indoor interests: playing cards, tarot card reading, playing board games, watching movies, bowling, billiards, ping pong or table tennis, and pottery. Emma Watson loved playing ping pong off the set when she played Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter series. In fact, her co-actors Daniel Radcliffe and Rupert Grint admit that she was so good at her hobby that they stopped playing with her to save themselves the embarrassment of losing almost every time. While some of us like to get rid of all the clutter and non-productive things in the house, there are some who would rather refer to the clutter as a collection. Different people collect different things. Trust me, I knew a boy who collected dead mosquitoes. Your collection needn't be quite as bizarre. Here are some commonly collected items: seashells, stamps, fossils and rocks, butterflies, comic books, coins, and even bird feathers. Did you know that actor Nicolas Cage is also a comic book collector? In fact, Nicolas Cage changed his surname from Coppola to Cage after a Marvel Comics character, Luke Cage. Also, other well-to-do people have been known to have a soft spot for comics. Jimmy Jacobs, a boxing manager who also managed Mike Tyson, owned one of the largest collections in the world. Being observant is a natural skill, and a true observer is the one that notices even the minute details around them. Observational hobbies teach us a lot of things, including patience, perseverance, and appreciation. Being into these hobbies might mean that one day you wake up and realize that the world that we live in is a marvel in itself. Observational hobbies will help you think beyond your usual sphere. And they include, for instance, bird watching, geocaching, photography, cloud watching, stargazing, people watching, herping, which means looking for reptiles, amateur meteorology, and also reading. So until next time, keep those hobbies alive and maybe try out some new ones as well.
Now you will hear the podcast in parts. Read questions 1 and 2.
Though we all may have similar appearances outwardly, our mind is a bundle of complex interests and imagination, not possible for all to understand. Hobbies and interests vary from person to person, and they distinguish one personality from another. A hobby is a way to escape from doing what is expected from us, to doing what we like to do. Maybe I will never be able to understand why a grown man likes playing with Barbie dolls, but perhaps you will. A hobby might also bring different people together and take their minds off the monotony that sometimes sets in with our daily routines. The best thing that can happen to you is to be able to live your hobby every day, making a living out of doing what gives you a sense of pleasure and satisfaction.
Answer questions 1 and 2. Read question 3.
Many of us let go of our interests and hobbies to meet the daily demands of life. It would be such a pity to do that. Instead, try to find time for your passions in life. Life is about being happy, about being able to enjoy what you do. And trust me, there are many things that people enjoy, some more bizarre than others. The lists that follow include hobbies based on different categories.
Answer question 3. Read questions 4 and 5.
Most people today are tech savvy and use technology-based applications for doing half of the routine work. They send and receive emails, educate themselves on various topics through search engines, or socialize online. Some of the most popular hobbies are those associated with the virtual world. The following are some examples: computer games, video gaming, social networking, keeping virtual pets, creating software, internet browsing, blogging, and building computers and robots. Mark Zuckerberg, one of the co-founders of Facebook, started writing software as a hobby. In his sophomore year at Harvard College, he created a notorious application known as Face Mash, which was banned within days. Later, he launched Facebook from his dormitory room. The application spread slowly to other campuses, but in the end, it made Zuckerberg a billionaire when he was just 23 years old.
Answer questions 4 and 5. Read questions 6 and 7.
While doing sports is the ultimate interest for most people, for some people, the best way to refresh their minds and relax is not by doing something out in the open, but something within the coziness of the indoors. Like I said, not all of us are the same. Here are some indoor interests: playing cards, tarot card reading, playing board games, watching movies, bowling, billiards, ping pong or table tennis, and pottery. Emma Watson loved playing ping pong off the set when she played Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter series. In fact, her co-actors Daniel Radcliffe and Rupert Grint admit that she was so good at her hobby that they stopped playing with her to save themselves the embarrassment of losing almost every time.
Answer questions 6 and 7. Read questions 8 and 9.
While some of us like to get rid of all the clutter and non-productive things in the house, there are some who would rather refer to the clutter as a collection. Different people collect different things. Trust me, I knew a boy who collected dead mosquitoes. Your collection needn't be quite as bizarre. Here are some commonly collected items: seashells, stamps, fossils and rocks, butterflies, comic books, coins, and even bird feathers. Did you know that actor Nicolas Cage is also a comic book collector? In fact, Nicolas Cage changed his surname from Coppola to Cage after a Marvel Comics character, Luke Cage. Also, other well-to-do people have been known to have a soft spot for comics. Jimmy Jacobs, a boxing manager who also managed Mike Tyson, owned one of the largest collections in the world.
Answer questions 8 and 9. Read question 10.
Being observant is a natural skill, and a true observer is the one that notices even the minute details around them. Observational hobbies teach us a lot of things, including patience, perseverance, and appreciation. Being into these hobbies might mean that one day you wake up and realize that the world that we live in is a marvel in itself. Observational hobbies will help you think beyond your usual sphere. And they include, for instance, bird watching, geocaching, photography, cloud watching, stargazing, people watching, herping, which means looking for reptiles, amateur meteorology, and also reading. So until next time, keep those hobbies alive and maybe try out some new ones as well.
Answer question 10.